confirm that they are available and part of the meeting. Good morning to everyone. Good morning, Secretariat. Can I ask that we do the roll call?
Thanks, Chair. We'll do the roll call. Mrs. Hermans, Chair.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, committee.
Good morning. Welcome.
Ms. Mutahum, Chair.
Honorable Mutahum.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, colleagues.
Welcome. Good morning.
Ms. Muatse, Chair.
Honorable Muatse.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, colleagues. Present.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome.
Mr. Burns Kamashe, Chair.
Honorable Burns Kamashe. Honorable Burns Kamashe. Maybe it's just connectivity or...
Yeah, Chair. Then, Chair, Mr. McPherson is on the platform. He just have a problem with his mic, so he won't be able to. I don't know if it's sorted yet, but that's his, Mr. McPherson's challenge, Chair, but he's present.
Honorable McPherson, if you can respond. If you're unable to, I think similar with Namasha, we know there might be challenges. Okay. McPherson? Come again?
Ms. Yaku, Chair.
Okay, let's take Honorable Yaku.
Good morning, everybody. I'm available.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Mr. Mulder.
Good morning, Chair, colleagues. I'm present.
Honorable Mulder, welcome. Thank you. Good morning.
Mr. Thring, Chair.
Honorable Thring. Honorable Thring. He is connected.
He is connected, Chair.
Okay, okay. So let's actually note that. Can verify later. And let's pick up then.
Yes, Chair, we'll check for them. Ms. Masani, Chair.
Honorable Masani.
Morning, Chair. Morning, everybody.
Good morning. Welcome.
Mr. Mbuyani, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyani.
Chairperson, good morning and good morning to the colleagues. Thank you, I'm available.
And
thank
Mr.
you. Welcome.
Mr. Custis, Chair.
Honorable Custis.
Morning, Chairperson.
Thank you. Welcome, Custis. Secretary?
That's all members, Chair.
Okay,
members,
sorry, Chair. Wayne Drings here
Mr.
as well.
Mr. Drings now, yeah.
Okay.
We will check with Mr. Yeah, his connectivity problems, and we'll try to get him on the platform as soon as possible. Okay.
Yeah, we noted that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He does give us a number of members who actually have connected for us to be able to proceed with our meeting.
That's correct, Chair.
Can we ask that we flight our agenda, Secretariat? Honorable members, I think you can all see the agenda before you. I think the main issue is consideration of the nominated candidates to be shortlisted for the position of the chairperson of the board of the National Lotteries Commission. In our agenda, when we adopted, we say we'll try to finalize the shortlisting today. And I think maybe in the way it's written there, it does actually confirm the same. Can I actually hear from members of the committee if we can be able to proceed with the agenda item we have for us? Having welcomed everyone, let me just say apologies, Secretary, I didn't check before the adoption of the agenda. There are no apologies, or do we have any apologies? Sorry to get you back.
No, Chairperson, we have no apologies, but Mrs. Hermans raised her hand and Ms. Mutahum, Chair.
Let me see, Honorable Hermans.
Thank you, Chair. I want to propose adoption of the agenda, but when the program was issued, we said it's the finalization of the shortlist. So I'm worried if we are now going to consider, is there another process that's coming that will finalize it? Because surely what we deliberate on today should be the people who would go through to the interview process. So I'm just worried about the wording, if it's, unless we say consideration of the final list of candidates to be shortlisted. But unless I can be clarified, I move for the adoption of the agenda, Chair.
Chair, we can just make formal consideration, which will mean the final, if it is formally considered. So it means that will be the final process, Chair.
Okay. I think that's correct, because I noted the point as well. There was actually another member, it was a...
Ms. Mutahung, Chair.
Honorable Mutahung.
Thanks, Chair. I second the adoption of the agenda of corrections.
Okay. Let me just check if there are any objections in terms of adoption of the agenda. So if
Chair,
next, yes.
But you have to raise the hand, Chair. Do not, I'm not...
Okay. There's Honorable Yako.
Thanks, Chair. I'm not talking on the agenda at the moment, but there is one issue that we asked the Secretariat to send us a procedure of what happens from now on, and we were told that that procedure would happen before today's meeting, and I have not received anything that speaks to that. I'm not sure if I'm mistaken or not.
Okay. No, Honourable Member, let's get clarified, because you will definitely have to get clarity. It's part of our program. I think we can be able to ask the Secretariat just to take us through. It's part of the agenda, our program. It is actually accommodated, and from what you're asking, we should be able to actually give clarity to that, Honorable Yako. I think we can. Can we actually? Yes.
We will flag that document as part of the proceedings this morning, Chair, and we'll take the committee through that process, Chair.
Okay. Let's say, in the latter part of our discussion, Secretariat, I think it will be in order for us to be able to do that. I'm sure you're in agreement with me. It will cover the points Honorable Yako has raised. But for now, let's actually agree that we have actually in agreement to try and finalize the shortlisting process. The point of formal consideration, you know, in the decent way of expressing it, is what you have just made an adjustment, and I think we have adopted the agenda. So there's no objection against the agenda we adopted. And I wanted us to then actually proceed, Secretariat, because let's actually just confirm where we ended off a day before yesterday.
Okay.
And in terms of that meeting, because it was the 24th, and then on the 24th, we did actually agree, and we actually gave a number of 6 candidates that we should actually have in the shortlisting process. There were parties that were actually not having any nominations, and I think in terms of the information, we can say when we actually agreed to 6, I think I did try and clarify that point to say parties can nominate the number of candidates they want, and then parties did have 4, 2, and 6. And I was actually thinking those who were in the meeting, let's maybe just end up where we started. Let's start where we ended up the previous time. Let's just see those who have submitted, take us through that.
No problem.
And then we can be able to get to the point of looking at all members, if ever all the members have contributed. If not, we'll note that it goes on record. If I can actually ask Secretariat, then we can take clarity questions, because
yes,
we are calling for nominations. Secretariat?
Chair, at the committee's last meeting on the 25th, members nominated candidates. What we have on the screen, Chair, all list of candidates nominated by each particular party. At that meeting, the ACDP and the Freedom Front Plus were not present, but the committee took a decision that we request that those parties submit the list of nominations, which we receive on the day, Chair. So we will see the African National Congress has nominated 6 candidates, Chair. The Democratic Alliance nominated 6 candidates. The Economic Freedom Fighters nominated 2 candidates. The Freedom Front Plus, 6 candidates. And the ACDP, the African Christian Democratic Party, nominated 6 candidates. Now, Chair, what we've done, just to assist members as a point of reference, we have looked at where are the common nominations, and we've done a list like that. We'll see that Mr. Terry Selani was nominated by 4 parties. Dr. Putiana was nominated by 3 parties. Ms. Beryl Ferguson was nominated by 3 parties. Mr. Kaba was nominated by 3 parties. Mr. Madi Zivendila nominated by 2 parties. Dr. Reverend Chikani by 2 parties. Mr. Tikamji was nominated by 2 parties, and Mr. Dlamini was nominated by 2 parties. Then the other candidates were only nominated by 1 party, which is Ms. Sevilla, and Mr. Rumor by the ANC, and Mr. Nichols, Mr. Belay, and Mr. Son by the ACDP only. Before that, we do that just to give members a sense of where there are common names to assist members with the process of going forward. The committee needs now to determine how they wish to proceed in finalizing the shortlist. But we thought we put those names there so to assist members with the process going forward here.
Okay. Let's actually then agree that in the Secretariat for Records, the last meeting we had was on the 24th, which
That's
is Wednesday. Our follow-up meeting is today to try and conclude the process. And I think we are having then on the slide before us the final record. And I think what you are confirming is that all parties were actually contacted or consulted sufficiently. They knew that as parties they do have a right to nominate. And can I just say the point which I want to emphasize, the agreement of shortlisting of 6 was not same as all parties must nominate 6, if I can clarify that, because I did actually try and explain to say parties can nominate whatever number. The point which we have agreed upon was the point of the candidates being shortlisted, the limit being 6 for those which are shortlisted for the interview. So I thought that maybe it's a small point, not a big one, but I think on my part that's the point which I wanted to raise. So let me just say for members of Parliament, we are having the list before us, and on the basis of the list before us, it actually confirms parties that have actually nominated, and maybe we can actually get to members. How do we work this to 6
Chair?
The list which we have, and let's actually get members to actually clarify on how we actually can work our way to what we have agreed upon. Yes, Secretary.
Chair, we have Mrs. Hermans, followed by Mr. Cuthbert, followed by Mr. Mbuyani, Chair.
Honorable Hermans.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, the African National Congress wishes to propose that in the spirit of inclusivity, we amend the maximum number of candidates to be shortlisted from 6 to 8. And we want to then propose that all candidates who was nominated by more than one party be shortlisted for interviews. So that means that we are now shortlisting 8 people for the interview process who were nominated by more than one party in this portfolio committee, Chair. So that is our proposal.
Honorable Carter.
Chair, may I ask you to let me yield and allow Mr. Mbuyani to go first?
Oh, okay. If you ask, Honorable Mbuyani.
Chairperson, thank you very much. That will be very much easy, Chairperson. I would like to second the proposal made by our whip that we extend the number, given the fact that already, in terms of the nomination, one way or the other, you cannot separate others that they've been nominated by one or two parties. So that means our number exactly is now 8. That is why I second the proposal made by our whip, Chairperson. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, let me go back to Cuthbert because I noted you. I don't know what point you wanted to raise.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, this may be a bit of an extraordinary request, but is it possible that we could have a 5-minute caucus break just to discuss this matter amongst opposition parties? Would that be appropriate if we could request that?
Well, generally, I think Honorable Cuthbert, when someone requests to consult, it becomes quite an important issue that you don't actually discuss it. So I'm not sure we can actually then allow you to take a break. I'm not sure of the procedure. Secretariat, we haven't had any request like this before. Yes.
Chair, if I may, Chair, if the committee so wish, the committee can grant that request, Chair. It's dependent on the committee, Chair.
Okay. Let's hear from members because there's a request for
Mbuyane and Ms. Yaku, Ms. Chairperson.
Mbuyane and Yaku in that order.
Yeah, Chairperson, thanks, man. Mine was, as I seconded the whip in the proposal, we were just going to check what is the contrary view to the proposal. Then if the committee agree with the proposal, we start there. Then from there, we'll go to the caucus. Oh, now, because here I can see hide and seek arrangement. So we must be firm in terms of addressing this matter. One, there was an opportunity given to the Honorable. The Honorable said afterwards, after given the opportunity, now it's throwing outside. But nevertheless, Chairperson, it is proper. We can have caucus, 5 minutes of the parties. Then we come back and then finalize this matter. Thank you very much.
Chair, we have the hands of Ms. Yaku, Mr. Burns Kamashe, and Mr. Kring.
Yaku, Honorable Yaku.
Thank you, Chair. I want to note that the EFF did say in the last meeting that 6 is too small. In fact, 10 would be more inclusive. So I think that we need to expand our minds in terms of how inclusive we want to be. There's 6, 8, there's 10. And we should allow parties to go in caucus. However, we want to note that we did say that 6 is actually too minimal a number and too restrictive of a number to give to a portfolio as important as this one. Secondly, I think we would like to also propose that the number of votes that each candidate receives in number of how many votes per party then moves up to the final scoring of who then gets to be part of the interview process. Thank you.
There was I'm responding to a request for a caucus by parties, and I actually did note Yaku. The next one was Mbuyane, isn't it?
Mr. Kamashe, Chair.
Or Namashe, Honorable Namashe.
Thank you very much, Chair, and greetings to honorable members, colleagues. I think, Chair, I just want to check something. Taking from your reflection after the proposal that this kind of request seems to be unprecedented. It looks like it's the first of its kind. I take it that when opposition parties would want to meet as a bloc. Now, if the proposal is that we attend for opposition parties to meet as a bloc, do we endorse that as a principle so that we are aware that when we have the portfolio committee meetings, it must not be something unusual that opposition parties, for whatever reason, they will decide to converge as a single bloc against the ruling party. Just want to check that principle. Thank you, Chair.
Maybe Honorable Ngamashe is to go back to say the African National Congress do have a right to have a caucus if a need arises in any meeting of the portfolio committee. So I'm just saying for now, if ever at the point where there's a request which is not the African National Congress, like now, parties would like to have a caucus, I think Secretariat did indicate to say, no, it's fine, we can try and help facilitate that, but in any situation, I think as portfolio committee, we should be able to say if someone says, can I consult or can I go check? Can I be given space to get information or have a caucus? We should be able to be open to that. Because the next point which I wanted to do is that I think there is an agreement that if there's a request for caucus, even if it's two parties, we should be able to do that if it relates to an issue where they'll need to decide. So let me just say, we do have space for caucus, but I think process-wise, we can actually then get the assistance of the Secretariat, because, you know, if ever we were not in the virtual situation, we would be in the meeting where we would actually ask to adjourn the meeting, and then those who want to talk before a decision will actually take an appropriate space or move to an appropriate space, have the discussion and come back and we can continue. We can actually then take it on that honorable Anas Namashi. I think we can discuss it further. But for now, I think the request is that there's a request for a caucus. There was a last hand, Secretary.
Mr. Trinche.
Honorable Trinche as well, please, Chair. Sorry, Mr. Trinche.
Not a problem. Chair, I think that just on the caucus issue, it's not unusual. I think one can go even to your municipalities, and when a particular party requests a caucus, for whatever reason, with whoever it is that meets, it's not unusual for that to actually take place. So I think on the caucus issue, I just want to reiterate that it's not, if the ANC wishes, for example, to call a caucus in the committee meeting, it is their prerogative to call for one. So it's not unusual, and I don't think it actually goes against any of the regulations. I think I will hold my comment now, Chair, with regards to the numbers. But we do have a position with regards to the numbers. So I'll hold my position for now. Thank you, Chair.
And
the
Councillor,
Chair.
Honourable Councillor.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, it's not, as Mr. Thring rightly says, an unusual opportunity to call for a caucus. The reason I'd actually made that request is because, you know, with Zoom, you lose connectivity and sometimes it's very difficult to be in touch with your colleagues. It wasn't necessarily to operate as a block or anything like that, but rather to consult with Mr. McPherson in regards to Ms. Herman's proposal that she put forward. But luckily enough, I have managed to contact him, so I'm quite happy to also withdraw that caucus request unless other parties would like to continue with it. And we would like to support Ms. Herman's proposal as is. As long as there are no amendments to it, then we are happy to go forward with that.
Chair?
Okay. Yes,
thanks,
Eric.
Chair, we have the proposal supported by Mr. Muyani as well as as the Democratic Alliance Chair, is there a counter-proposal to that Chair? Then we will know how to proceed on the matter, Chair.
So, what's the proposal?
Chair, there is a proposal that the number of candidates be amended to 8, and to include all nominations where a person was nominated by more than one party, Chair. That was seconded by Mr. Mbuyani and supported also now by Mr. Cuthbert in terms for the Democratic Alliance. So currently there's only one proposal on the floor, Chair. So we have to check if there's any counter proposal, Chair. Mr. Thring is
Chair, raise my hand, Chair.
I don't know who.
Mr. Thring, Chair.
Let's do this, Honourable Thring, before you proceed. Let me just say, let's conclude on the issue we referred to earlier, the issue of asking to consult or asking for a caucus. One wanted just to say, as a matter of principle, let's have an agreement that parties do have a right to do so. And I think even the majority party may request, in order to consult, to be able to be given time during a sitting of a meeting. So I think in a democratic process or space we work in, that is actually one of an accepted request. So I'm just saying, let's leave that and then let's actually go back to the point which has actually got us to a suggestion, is that let's actually hear Secretariat is saying it seems there is actually a proposal. Honorable Mbuyane, Honorable Cuthbert have actually made a proposal. Maybe there should be a formal acceptance by the meeting on that. So Secretariat...
Chair, that's amendment to the proposal, Chair.
Let me just do this here. Honorable Thring, was going to take you next, so that at least we actually can be able to look at what Secretary just picked up with Mbuyane Cuthbert. Let's hear Honorable Thring.
Chair, my recommendation, a slight amendment. I agree that we go with the list of the top six possibly that are there, which are supported by most of the political parties as the lists have actually been sent in. But in terms of the number, Chair, I would support the recommendation made by the Honourable Yako, that we actually include, that we take that up to 10 instead of 8. And I do not think that it would be a train smash if we include an additional 2 that have been at least nominated by one political party, and we take the number. It then basically gives a broader field with a better selection choice in the opinion of the ACTP. Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Mr. Yaku, Chair.
Honourable Yaku.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think I wanted to reiterate our position as the EFF that 10 would be more inclusive.
Can
not limit us as a meeting or as a portfolio committee from doing our job. So adding 2 more people would really not be a train smash. Thank you.
Okay.
Chair, Mr. Mbuyane, Chair.
Okay. Can I just say that the discussion we have is what is the limit of candidates shortlisted for interview? We actually have agreement of 6. And now there's a request to increase 6 to 8 or 10. So I think that's the discussion before us. You said Honourable Mbuyane raised the hand.
And Mr. Cuthbert, Chair.
Honourable Cuthbert, after Mbuyane.
Chairperson, thank you for the opportunity. Chair, I think we've agreed on the matter of adding the number to number 8, and you always seek a secondment on the matter. 3 members seconded on that matter. If then now there's another proposal, you have to check as to whether how many seconding the issue of the 10, and the strategy moving forward, how we're going to nominate, because the procedure to nominate the eight was that any new candidate that was nominated by two or more, then it falls in the list. Then now, if you extend to 10, because there are those ones that are nominated by one and they are more than three or four, that means you have 11. And now we're suggesting that you must have 10. So what is the criteria to utilize in the process to do that? Then, Chair, I wanted to...
Muyane, you're cutting now. Can't hear you. Muyane?
Yeah, Chairperson, someone was looking.
Muyane?
Yes, Chair?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. If you can just start again, please, on your motivation.
Oh, okay, Chairperson.
Not from the beginning, because the last part you missed out completely.
Okay, my wife, like, we seconded the number. We should have taken the number to say how many are saying 8, how many are saying 10. Then we look at how we're going to deal that. If the 10 then wins, then we look at the criteria to add the number to 10. But already the number to 8 is there, is 8. You can check the number. Then how, I think that will be proper for us to proceed on that note, Chairperson. I'm not sure what I'm audible. Thank you.
Chair, before Mr. Topic, may I come in, Chair?
Okay, Secretary.
Chair, there are two proposals coming before the committee. And what the committee needs to do is to make a decision on those two proposals, Chair. The one proposal is for 8 candidates to be nominated as is, and the other proposal is for 10 candidates.
Yes.
Chair,
okay.
I don't think you can hear me clearly, Chair.
Yes, okay.
And so the committee then has to make a decision of which of the two positions they wish to adopt, Chair, and then we can move forward, Chair. So that's basically what needs to happen. There's two proposals, one by Ms. Jakob for 10, supported by Mr. Tring, and then the ones made by Mr. Hermans for 8 candidates supported by Mr. Muyane and Mr. Cuthbert. So we have two proposals before the committee, and we have to decide which way the committee will just, we'll have to do it by vote, Chair.
Yeah, and maybe the point as well, remember, we agreed to 6.
Yes,
we agreed
so
to
hence
6.
So I'm just saying that we have to change that, Chair.
Exactly. So yeah. I think maybe that's the point. Then there's a request for increase to 8 and further increase to 10. And on my part as well, I think for the committee, it is a point that there is a process we are going to engage in. And I think the suggestion for 6 was considering the interviews we are going to have with the candidates, which we shortlist to 6. And I think that's not a big issue, but at this stage, I think, Secretary, the way you've summarized actually also makes sense to be 8 or 10. I think that's what is coming out now. Maybe one would actually ask to say, who are the members who agreed on the motion of 10? You see, which Honorable Yasuo and Honorable Tring have actually proposed, which was ACDP and EFF. So let's actually just check this and see who actually supports that. Let's then move to the other one of 8-3, Honorable Muyane Cuthbert, was seconded by Hermans. So let me just check first on the 10, Honorable Tring and Yaku. Let's see. Yes, Secretary?
If we're going to start voting, Chair, then I'll call the names of members to indicate their vote so we can record it, Chair. The proposal before the committee for consideration is that 10 candidates be shortlisted, Chair. Those in favour, I'll call the names. Mrs. Hermans?
Oh, you want them to raise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just check then. Honorable Hermans?
No.
We're just starting the procedure to say those who say 10, or you wanted to
Chair, I'm voting. I'm saying against 10.
No. Those who want 10 candidates to be shortlisted, can we have them raising their hand so that we can confirm?
Chair, I will call the name.
Yeah. I want to propose another procedure, but have their hands up to say other things also. So I want to propose that you deal with a second proposal for 10 for shortlisting, and then go through the list of members present in this meeting so that they cast their vote for or against that proposal.
Well, I thought that's what we're doing exactly, but the secretary, those who raise their hands or those who can raise them virtually. Yes, Secretary?
Chair, I will call the names of members and we'll record their vote, Chair. So I've called Mrs. Herman's Chair, and she's in.
Oh, you called her? Okay, so we are speaking to 10. You are actually calling the names.
Yes, we'll start now. Mrs. Herman's again.
Against?
Ms. Mutahun.
Against?
Ms. Muatse.
I'm against 10.
Mr. Kamashi.
I'm against.
Mr. McPherson. Mr. McPherson, he will probably
he put it in the chat, Andre.
Okay, no problem. Let me just check in the chat. He's against, Chair. Miss Yaku.
I'm definitely for, Chair.
Okay.
Mr. Mulder, Chair.
Against, Chair.
Mr. Thring, Chair.
For.
Okay.
Mr. Mbuyani, Chair.
Chairperson, I'm against the 10.
Okay.
Mr. Cuthbert, Chair.
I'm against that proposal.
Chair, and obviously yourself, Chair, if you wish to vote.
Okay. Let's then proceed to the next one.
The next one, Chair, is for the candidates of 8. I mean, let's just do that process as well, Chair. Those in favour of 8, Chair? Mrs. Hermans?
Yes. In favour.
Ms. Mutahun?
In favour.
Ms. Muatse?
In favour.
Mr. Kamashi?
In favour.
Mr. McPherson would be in favour. I would in favour. Is on the chat. Ms. Yaku.
Definitely against, Chair.
Mr. Mulder.
In favour, Chair.
Mr. Thring.
Chair, I would abstain on this.
Abstain. Mr. Mbuyani.
In favour, Chair.
Mr. Cuthbert.
I'm in favour of this proposal, Chair.
Chair, the outcome of the votes are that the majority members are in favour of shortlisting only 8 candidates and against shortlisting of 10 candidates. So the 8 candidates is the decision that the committee has taken, that 8 candidates will be shortlisted, Chair, and not 10. And we have 8 hands in favour of that, Chair, and one against and one abstention, Chair, and because your voting will be 9. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. So which means then event finally means the six candidates agreed has been changed.
To 8.
The committee has now changed their decision of 6 shortlisted to 8 shortlisted.
Yes, Chair.
So is that the understanding?
That's correct, Chair. Mr.
Okay.
Cuthbert's hand is up, Mr. Chair.
Oh, okay. Cuthbert. Thanks, Chair. And also just to add to Andre is that it's the 8 candidates that have multi-party support.
Yes, correct. I was just going to say that, Chair.
Yeah, just so that we clarify. So it's not us appointing a new 8 candidates, but rather it's those 8 that were at the top of the list where there were multi-party support.
Chair, I will read out the names, Chair. Just to confirm those 8, Chair, if I may.
Yeah, let's, yes,
agreed to shortlist chair are the following: Mr. Terry Solani, Dr. Pitiana, Ms. Beryl Ferguson, Mr. Guguletu Shavakawa, Ms. Dr. Matsi Vandila, Reverend Frank Chikane, Mr. Tukamji, and Mr. Dlamini. Chair.
Okay.
Those no, are the nominees that the committee agreed that will be shortlisted, and those are the candidates that we that the committee agreed to be shortlisted to be interviewed on the day on the 9th of March.
Okay. I think that's actually quite helpful. So I think it's a point where one would just say in the conclusion of the meeting, you might find that at least in the discussion, if we look at parties, if ever it actually the parties agree, there's actually one disagreement and one abstention. So I think it's quite an important kind of results to reflect, because we are a democracy. But I think a matter of principle in terms of actually having multi-party support is actually quite important to note as well. But I think it's not a point that we are putting criteria, because the conditions might differ in some of the engagement and discussion to get this to this kind of decisions. So for now, let's actually agree that the committee agreed to the 8 candidates, and in terms of shortlisting, they actually are agreeing to 8. And in terms of the process we are in formal consideration of candidates, we have a list of 8. So I think for the decision which we need to get to, of shortlisting of candidates for the NLC chairperson post, I'm not sure if ever there's any further issue, because on our part, discussion we had day before yesterday and today is to actually make sure that we have a short list of those candidates nominated to be actually going through the process of the interview in seeking to conclude someone who will be able to take the post of the chairperson of the NLC. Secretary, let me just check if ever there's any issue we may have to delve with, which
Chair?
Actually helps conclude the decision of the shortlisting.
Chair, the decision has been taken. That process has been concluded, Chair. Chair, if I may, in response to Ms. Yaku, just take the committee through the process that we will undertake now to ensure that the candidates arrive for the interviews on the 9th of March, Chair. If I may do that, Chair.
Okay, so let's actually then go back. You're right, Honorable Yapo raised the point. I think let's get you taking us through, Secretariat.
No problem, Chair. Chair, that we've concluded the decision of shortlisting, so the committee has decided that 8 candidates will be shortlisted to be interviewed, Chair. That's concluded today on the 26th of February. Now, the administrative process kicks in, Chair, where the Secretariat will make contact with these candidates to determine whether they accept the nomination, Chair. And once they accept the nomination, we make the necessary logistical arrangements for the shortlisted candidates to attend. Chair, I think in the meetings last year, we agreed that it will be in-person interviews, Chair, so that date for the interviews has been scheduled. Chair, now we'll also finalize the screening of the verification of the qualifications and the security check for the nominated candidates, Chair, and hopefully before the interviews, we will communicate that information to members. What will also happen, Chair, just to make sure that we will place the CV names and CVs of the short list of candidates on the parliamentary social media sites calling for public comments on their nominations, Chair, and we will inform members of the outcome of that. Chair, then the interview process before the interviews, secretariat will prepare the draft interview questionnaires and that, which we will then present to the committee on the 9th of March in a closed session for the committee to consider those questions, and the committee is entitled to change the questions in that session. And then the interviews will be, because we have 8 candidates, Chair, the interview session will probably be for the full day of the 9th of March. And I know Mrs. Hermans had indicated earlier that there is a sitting. We have the right to request that the committee be excused from that sitting that afternoon, so we will make that application to the House Chairperson and to the Chief Whip for his and her approval that the committee are allowed to not to attend the plenary that afternoon because we are busy with the interviews, Chair. Once that process is completed, Chair, the committee will meet the next day to deliberate on that matter, Chair, and then conclude and decide on the candidate they wish to recommend for consideration to the House. That day can either be on the 10th or the 16th of March, Chair, and once that is completed, Chair, we will then ATC the report as adopted by the committee for the House consideration. And then the House will schedule that report for its consideration, and I think the program committee will then schedule that. That is the process that will unfold going forward now. What will happen is also we'll have to make, because there is a logistical arrangement, because many of the candidates is coming from Gauteng, some from Durban, some is Western Cape, some from the Eastern Cape, Chair. So the geographical spread is Gauteng, KZN, Port Elizabeth and the Western Cape. And so we'll have to ensure that the candidates we make the necessary arrangements for candidates to be in Cape Town on the 9th of March for the in-person interview. And we'll obviously do the other necessary logistical arrangements for the day in terms of lunches and dinners if it goes beyond 6 o'clock, Chair. That is the process that will unfold from now onwards, Chair. We will then also make 2 applications, a political application as well as the financial application, which will deal with the travel, with the logistical arrangements, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
I was forced to pronounce the new PE name. I will have difficulty do that.
No, I understand. That's why I was just saying, Honorable Vance Namashe, I'm sure you have had a bit of, you know, bumping against the wall. If someone saying Namashe, please be, you know, tolerant, because I think it may not be delivery, but I know there are a few, you know, surnames which are actually not very easy for different people to pronounce. But Namashe, my Veladim Kulungile, when Herman saying Namashe,
They must pronounce them.
No, they'll practice. They will definitely practice. Honorable Yako, I would like to revert back to you. Remember in the questions you raised earlier, and I did say in the process, you know, clarification, maybe your question will be covered, I'm not sure. Can I invite you just to check if ever your earlier point you raised was covered? And can I just say,
I am covered. I'm sorry, I'm on the road. I am covered by the fact that the top 8 will be decided as per the voting of the party. Secondly, I am fine with the dates that we have and how the procedure is going to happen. Thirdly, I would like the Secretary to send us a document of how the procedure is going to happen from here onwards and send us via email. Then that will make our lives easier as then we can map out our way as to moving forward.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Can I just say before you go, the program adopted by the committee covers all the processes you are going to engage in. So it's just a point like now, we're just explaining the detail. 9th of March, we think the detail on how that day works, and I think further there was actually the point raised to say there might be sitting of parliament, and I think there are more administrative and management issues we'll be just dealing with outside the committee. But at this stage, 9th March is the day, then I'm sure you will get communication, but on the interview day, it will be 9th of March for all 8 candidates we have on the list. So I think maybe that's the point we may have to look at. Can I check with honorable members? Because this was a question earlier. In the adopted program, all these issues are covered, so we can be able to actually ask you to go through that. But 9th of March becomes quite an important issue. So I think for Secretariat, they're actually talking a lot about in person. I think that's another point, but I think we can actually sort out the details. Let me hear if ever there's any further questions for clarity and or comments.
Chair, Mrs. Hermans, yes. And Mr. Kring, Chair.
Honorable Hermans.
Thank you, Chair. I think what Ms. Yaku is speaking about is the document that Andre just tabled. Can that be sent to us? Because it gives us the administrative process also, including what is on the program. If that can be emailed. And then I think we must just ask Ms. Yaku or Honorable Burns Namashe to tell us and spell for us the way the new name for Port Elizabeth must be pronounced.
Okay. No, let me just say that one will do on the side. During tea time and lunch, it will work out better, I'm sure. Honorable Hammonds. Can we then proceed and check if there are any further issues, honorable members, on this
particular
Okay. All right. Please don't pronounce that name, because even on my part, when we're changing the name of the airport, they say people can't pronounce O.R. Tambo. But in some cases, the more you work on it, it does actually work out. No, we will adjust. We'll get to that. Please don't fight with us. So can I check if ever there are any further issues, Secretariat, in terms of the administrative issues and management issues, or questions for clarity from members? Members, are there any
Chair.
Further comments or clarities?
Mr. Tring, Chair.
Honorable Tring.
Yes. Chair, thank you. Now, I support the recommendation, I think, that comes from Ms. Honorable Yako as well as Hermans. With regards to sending us the procedure going forward, it will come from the office of the secretariat of the committee. But if I could also request for the 8 candidates, and I know that the CVs were submitted, but if Honorable Hermans or if Mr. Hermans could, Andre could actually send it through to me, Herman could actually send it through to me as well. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Are there any further...
No further hands, Chair, or any comments from us, Chair?
Okay.
Can we propose closer, Chair, please?
No, then I will ask that, is there any seconder?
Seconded.
Is there any objection? In the absence of any objection, and having a mover and a seconder, I think as a chair, I should agree that we close the meeting. That's what Cuthbert said, because can we close the meeting? So which means mover and seconder. And I think it's first off, of most of our meetings where members really say, we move and second that you close the meeting. So the meeting will be closed. So, but in proper terms, our meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Comrade Yaku, Yaku, Honorable Yaku, just tell us the name.
It's Bebecha, and it's Namashe.
Namashe.
Namashe. Bebecha.